Odyssey peeps. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob Peeps.
Well, you know, they're good at Easter and even months later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey Peep podcast.
Yes, well, it's time once again for the easiest podcast of the year. Well, at least for Bob and me.
The podcast where we introduce the Odyssey writing team and then basically abandon the studio.
So let's hand it over to the writing team to answer all your questions. Or answer some, hint at a few, and avoid others altogether.
Something like that.
Thanks, Bob and Jesse. We're excited to answer some questions again. This is always one of my favorite podcasts. Let's do introductions. The empty space to my left is filled by...
Phil Lawler. I'm one of the writers and directors and one of the people who are responsible for this whole mess. Yeah, that thing. And to my empty space on my left
We're not going to do these spaces thing again. We've been there, done that.
Move on.
That would be Kathy.
Old news.
I'm Kathy Buchanan, writer and director.
I'm Marshall Younger. I am the writer, director, and showrunner.
And I'm Nathan Hubler, line producer for Odyssey. And we do have an empty chair today, though, because Dave couldn't join us. So we're sorry Dave couldn't join us, but we will try to do our best without
Dave Arnold, our executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, let's jump into the first question. And this is one that we got from a number of people. But this one is read by TJ from Pasco, Washington.
What is the decision about Will Ryan and Eugene Meltzner?
Question on everyone's mind. Marshall?
Yeah, in November, Will Ryan, who played Eugene Meltzner, he passed away kind of suddenly. Mm-hmm. We definitely were not expecting it. We actually had a show written for him for the October sessions, and we had to cancel that show. Mm-hmm. So, obviously we can't tell you exactly what we're going to do with the character because that's a spoiler. But you know, once we process the whole shock and sadness of Will's death, which we're still doing, by the way, mm-hmm. We did discuss the Eugene situation at length in our February creative meetings, which we have that every year.
Mm-hmm.
We considered every option that we could think of, and we had some disagreements.
We did come to a decision,
we're going to start seeing the fruits of that decision in albums 75 and 76, mm-hmm. and then following that. It was tough because, as I've said before, there is no satisfying answer.
Right.
You're not going to be satisfied with whatever we come up with because what we want is Will Ryan playing mm-hmm. Eugene, and we can't have that anymore. And yeah. So we're just trying to do the best thing for the show and the character. And I will tell you this: we're not just going to ignore the character. In our history, we've had some characters that kind of fade away,
mm-hmm.
especially kids, and we just don't hear from them again. And that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're not
going to
do that
with
Eugene.
Yeah,
Eugene's too big of a character really to do that with.
Yeah, Will is very, very missed. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Very much
missed by all.
All right. Looking back at some recent storylines, we have some questions here. This one's from Kaysen. Kaysen calls in a lot, so hi, Kaysen. Kaysen from Neosho, Missouri.
I was wondering why Olivia Parker didn't tell her mother and father about her imaginary friend, Leonid Stepanov.
That's a good question. We do hear from Kaysen a lot. And I know, and the reason I know that is because we know how to pronounce Neosho now.
Yes, we wouldn't have known that.
We would
otherwise.
Not have known that.
Something
yes,
new learning on Missouri.
Right. Or Missouri.
Always learning something
right.
new here
Missouri,
on the podcast.
Missouri, yeah. Misery. I don't know.
Now, to answer your question, so Olivia didn't tell her parents about her imaginary friend, Leonid. She does talk about this in one of the episodes. She doesn't want to tell her parents mm-hmm. what's going on with Leonid and what's going on in her heart because she feels like she wants to work this out on her own. She doesn't want her parents' answers because she already knows what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on, she does admit that this was the wrong way to go about it. You know, and it's true. When you're struggling with difficult issues, one of the worst things you can do is, you know, ignore the people who love you and who might have helpful insight. And she shut them out. And that was part of her problem. We do have a show coming up that's a follow-up to this arc. And Olivia talks about this very issue a little, mm-hmm. little more.
All right. Next up, we've got Ian from Corona, California.
Hey, guys. First off, I just really enjoyed the way you guys handled the whole Livy arc. I thought it was really well done. My question is, when you have to handle things of, I guess, a more spiritually kind of dark nature, Do you guys find it more difficult when trying to do a family program like Adventures in Odyssey? And how do you kind of handle that content so it's not too scary for kids, but still kind of that appropriate level of there is kind of spiritual forces at work?
Oh, wow. That's a really deep question. And it's hard. It does take a lot of thought. And when I wrote that arc, I was really relying on God and the Holy Spirit to guide me into taking it as far as I needed to make the point, but not so far that it would scare somebody, especially the smaller children. You know, it needed to be intense because that's what spiritual battles are. You know, Satan isn't going to let you off the hook easily. He's battling for your soul. You have to have the spiritual equipment to fight it off. And Olivia at first didn't really use her knowledge and faith as the weapons that she needed to, and Satan was able to get a foothold in her life. Mm-hmm. It was not until she confronted Satan with his lies and called them that to his face that she was able to be free of it. But that process can be hard. We had to portray it in such a way that it was real.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about that, though. C.S. Lewis talked about when he wrote the Screwtape Letters that was the hardest book he had ever had to write because he had to get into the mind of a demon to write it.
Yeah.
And everything had to be opposite. So I think this question, Marshall, is more toward you. What were you struggling with when you were writing Leonid?
And it really was because I did end up having to ask myself the question, okay, how does Satan enter into my mind? You know, how does he get in there? Is it the media that I listen to or watch? Is it the stress that I'm feeling? Am I tired? And is that the way Satan gets in? And so I really did have to ask myself the question, how is he deceiving me in some way? And that made its way into the episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear from Maury from Honolulu, Hawaii.
I'd like to ask, Kathy Buchanan, if Buck will keep his middle name as Jebediah Oliver or just Jebediah?
Well, Maury, that is a great question. And I don't really know the answer, but it'd probably be up to him. His last name is now Meltzner. Mm-hmm. So maybe he wants to do Buck Oliver Meltzner or Buck Jebediah Meltzner.
Or perhaps he would drop the Oliver just to get rid of that part of his life.
Or the Jebediah.
But does he now? Because now that he knows more about his dad.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, maybe he just keeps all four names.
My sons, when we adopted them, their last names became their middle names.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So maybe he'll do something like
my,
that.
My new granddaughter has four names. They just gave her four names. Olivia, Eowyn, Campbell, Lawler.
And my daughter, my last one, I had to use up all the names that I like because I knew she was my last daughter. So that's what she became, Isabella Trinity Hope. Yeah, because I have to use them all up now.
Got to get those out there. Save them up for this long and you've got to use them up.
Right.
Okay, well, here's one from Cynthia, all the way from Hong Kong, China.
Wow.
Will Buck and Jules ever get married?
And we've definitely gotten this kind of question a lot. I think it's influenced by a line in As Buck Would Have It, Kathy.
Maybe.
Where Jules is kind of fumbling in front of the bad guy, and she says, oh, we're not a couple. Not that I'd mind if we were.
Dun, 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 dun.
I knew that was going to be a firestorm.
First of all, I love the implication is that, well, they're going to get married just whenever. When is it going to happen, you know?
Album 97. Keep listening.
They're planned out that far. So, well, let's just unpack it a bit because people have been talking about it. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that idea, Kathy?
I like the idea, but I'm not sure that that's what's going to happen.
You like the idea of them getting married?
Sure.
Okay.
Eventually.
Eventually.
They are 16 now. So.
Well, yeah, it'd be a ways down the line. I mean, album 97. So,
Connie will still be 18 then. And
I
be...
love exploring.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I love exploring just that. Just their friendship, and because they're such great friends, and there's such a good connection between them both as the actors between each other and the characters, and so I think it's been fun just kind of watching it and seeing what happens. I don't really have
an end goal in sight for it. Well, we have some possibilities.
The actors themselves talked about this on a recent podcast, right? Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Well, and something they brought up, something that we would have to consider, is the spiritual state of both characters.
Right. Right.
Both actors are believers, but both characters are not believers. And so that would have to influence how we approach it as a story of...
What is a healthy relationship?
Yeah, what's a healthy relationship?
And do we get into a relationship at 16 years old? And how?
Well, and then you also just said one other thing that plays into it, and is it a good story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can we do this in a way that makes it a really good story?
Yeah.
So we don't want to just do it to do it, obviously. And there might be other things that happen in their lives that we don't know yet that make for a better story. So we'll see.
And not just a good single story, but what's the story after that? Because it's all fine and good for them to, well, it's not all
fine
and good.
We do a great wedding show.
Yes.
But then what
happens after the wedding? Because the series continues and they'll continue as characters after the wedding. So what would happen then?
Wouldn't it make Connie so mad if Jules got married before her?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. That's just for that, we should.
Always the bridesmaid. Okay, let's a few questions looking back at other episodes, a few questions that definitely demonstrate how closely our fans are listening to these episodes, which we love. And this one's from Lila from Harleyville, South Carolina.
In the episode of Why Surprise, Penny asks Manners Map what to do if her contact falls in her soup. But in basically every illustration, she's wearing glasses. Is this a goof up? Also, thank you so much, Kathy Buchanan, for writing As Buck Would Have It. There was so much hard work put into it, and many unexpected surprises. It was the best Odyssey show ever written.
Thank you, Kathy Buchanan!
Wow. Wow, that was...
How much are you paying those kids? That's great.
Aw, that was so sweet.
Lila, you're wonderful.
Not only do they praise you, but they also noticed something that in an episode that you wrote.
Right. So they accused me of making a mistake. And then, we love you. You know, it's just, we'll balance it out. Now, if you recall in that episode, Penny was going to this very fancy dinner because, you know, she wanted to prove that she was this mature adult to her parents. And so I believe that she has some contacts that she would wear occasionally. And on this occasion, she decided to wear them because that makes her look more adult and official.
Mm-hmm. Now, my wife has contacts and glasses, and it depends on the context.
I have contacts and glasses as well.
Yes. So
and my son did a headstand on my glasses, so now I'm wearing contacts until they can get fixed.
Did a headstand on your glasses?
Yes. Well, he fell over the headstand on my glasses.
So they weren't like the best place to start when he
was doing a headstand next to him, so I had taken them off because I can do a longer headstand than he can. It's like the one athletic thing I can do better than him.
Well, I think we answered that one.
And then some.
Here's one from Emma from Mosani, Wisconsin.
In the club adventure, So On in Snow Force, one of the characters' names is Dolores Veneropoli. And I know Dolores Brathbone's maiden name is Veneropoli. So I was wondering, are they the same character?
Okay. Well, first of all, they're not the same character.
Nope.
They're two different characters. And so you're going to have to kind of stick with me here on this. All right. So
here we go.
Bart is married to Doris, whose maiden name was Veneropoli.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Doris's brother is, his name obviously was Veneropoli, and he married Dolores. So her married name is Veneropoli.
So
Doris and Dolores are sisters-in-law. They're not blood sisters. They're sisters-in-law.
Okay. I always get lost on those family tree things. So I got it. Okay. Well, here's another one. Another really detailed question. This one is from Lauren from Spokane Valley, Washington.
In the picture for All By Myself, Wooten has a watch on his left hand and what looks like a remote by his right hand. Shouldn't those be switched since he's left-handed?
It was a mirror image picture, so that really is the same. It really is right. It's just that the image was flipped.
So there's a mirror in the hospital room, and the illustration is looking in the mirror.
Here it is. Exactly. In the hospital rooms, the remotes are attached to something, and so it may have been just be on the right side of the bed. So he had to use his right hand.
Well, I'm going to tell you
that
Kathy has an answer. I am left-handed.
Ooh, you heard it here first.
Always been left-handed, and I use the remote with my right hand. But I also cut with my right hand, which is different than a lot of left-handed people. But
Are you sure you're left-handed and not ambidextrous?
I'm left-handed.
On certain tasks, she's ambidextrous. On certain,
but I also bat
other
with
tasks,
my right
she's
hand.
Left-handed.
I do kind of wonder if when I was
she
learning
stands
to
on,
write,
she stands on her head with her right hand.
I use both hands.
Both hands.
And my head.
That's why you didn't tip over.
You pushed your son with your left hand.
You just see it. Her microphone is upside down. Rudy told us this at the beginning.
Yes,
she's upside down right now.
I know.
She's standing on her head right
I'm
now.
Just a mess.
This
I'm just
amazing.
A mess.
You should see this.
Well, I think our out on all of these answers is it's Wooten. So
yeah, sure.
He could put a watch
whatever
on whatever hand.
But you are amazing.
It doesn't have to make sense.
You are amazing in your observational skills,
yes.
Lauren.
Okay, let's look ahead. We definitely have some questions looking forward to episodes coming up and books coming up. So the first one is more of a book question. This is from Jack from Missouri.
When is the next Young Wit coming out?
Yeah, the next Young Wit book, we have three of them are out. 1, 2, and 3 are out already. 4 is complete. 5 is the first draft is complete. We're going through it right now, making some corrections.
These are books I think we need to
these
make
are books.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, these are Young Wit books, the Young Wit book series. And all of these will be out in August of 2023. That's my bad. We had a lot to do in the last book. There were things that were set up in books 1 through 4 that we had to take care of. And it just took longer than I expected to get it finished. And Dave and I have been going back and forth with that one for a while. And it's going to be great. You're going to love it. And so thanks for noticing. It's going to be there. But be patient. The Young Wit books will be completed and out in August of 2023. And all of the Blackard books, I believe, will be out around the same time as well. So book 6 is complete on the Blackard Chronicles. And I'm working on book 7 and 8, and possibly, you heard it here first, possibly 9, but I don't know. We'll see. There's just a lot of material to cover in a couple of books.
Very good. All right. Okay, let's continue to look forward to the future here, the imminent future here. This is from Colby from Neosho, Missouri.
What's the name of album 73?
Colby, do you know Kaysen? I bet you they know each other.
They might.
Yeah.
They might see each other at dinner every once in a while.
How big could Neosho be?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be pretty big. We'll have to visit someday. But album 28. I gave it away.
It's going to be 28 hours.
Yes, 28 hours. And can you give us a clue on why it's called 28 hours?
Yes, I can. It's called 28 hours because the 6 shows span a course of 28 hours within Odyssey. So from 7 a.m.
Yeah,
on
7 a.m.
one day ish. To 11 a.m. the next day is where all 6 shows take place.
And I think because we want to give a scoop here, I think we should give the names of the episodes because they don't give anything away about the story exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you know the names of the episodes?
I do know the names of the episodes.
I think you know vaguely the names. I mean, we named them like 2 days before.
Yeah.
We titled them 2 days before we went out to record
them. Well, we tried some different titles, but what we came up with was episode 1, morning.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 2, afternoon. Episode 3, evening. Episode 4, dead of night.
I like that one.
Episode 5, daybreak. And episode 6,
final minutes.
Final minutes.
Final minutes.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
So,
some real thought went into those titles.
It did, and that's what we,
it is. And that's
it took
sad
us forever
thing.
To come up with those. That's how long it took. 28 hours is how long it took us to come up with all
those.
Yes, 28
hours
that.
To come up with all those.
We things. Were mulling over the title for a lot more than 28 hours. But that's what we come up with. So hopefully the episodes are even better than the titles. But
Not possible.
I do think this is an album that people are going to be pretty excited about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of future albums, we have this one from Madeline from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, I was wondering if there are any future plans that involved Jason and Jillian as a couple.
It's a lot of questions about couples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason and Jillian are very different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to imagine something long-term for them. In fact, in 28 Hours, the album we were just talking about, the first scene is Connie, you know, thinking like a lot of our fans maybe, are mm-hmm. like, well, maybe you and Jillian should get together. And Jason has numerous reasons why that wouldn't be possible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both in album 73, the six-parter, and some interesting things happen to each of them. So it'll be fun to see, I hope.
I'll tell you this. If anything ever does happen with Jason romantically with any character, there are going to be broken hearts across America.
Oh, there will be. Not since Mitch himself got married will there be more tears than if something, if Jason finds someone finally.
I make fans cry, though, a lot.
Happy tears, though.
Not always.
Okay. Another question looking forward from Madison from North Carolina.
Will we see any episodes with Whit, Maury, and Suzu as a family?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes,
funny we chose actually, your question for this podcast.
Yes. Actually, we have some episodes coming up that's going to deal with them as a family. One, we just recorded one, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago.
Called.
And it will be airing. It's called Value in the Process.
It's a good show.
Value in the Process. And it was a really great recording session. A lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun to get Maury in there and Suzu in there. They're all interacting with each other, and they're doing it. They're interacting in a much more family situation than they have in the past. We're still not leaving the character of Maury and Suzu out of the intrigue that they get into, but we kind of want to see what they're like as a family before we get into more of the other stuff that they do. So this is the first of those kinds of episodes, and I don't know when it's going to air. When are we planning on that coming out, guys?
Marshall?
Do you know?
That's in album 74, which airs December?
December
in the club.
Start airing December in the club,
yeah.
And then
okay,
it'll be
so
available
December
for
in the
download
club.
And radio in the spring.
Yeah, great.
CD
so
well.
there we have it, yep.
And we don't have a title for that album yet. We have a title for that episode, but the album itself is not titled yet. We still have 27 more hours of brainstorming to come up with the title for it.
The day after 28 hours.
Yes. The next day.
The day after.
Hey, we're coming in toward the end here, but this one's from Katie from Walworth, Wisconsin.
I'm wondering if you're planning on bringing back two characters, Horace, Eugene's lab assistant, and Mrs. Kramer. I thought those characters were really funny, and I would love to hear from them again. Thanks. I love Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, thanks, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we love that you love Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes.
Funny you should mention that.
Again,
yes, as a matter of fact.
It's almost like we handpicked these questions.
Almost.
We had all of our children
as a matter of fact.
Call in.
Yes, right. The check is in the mail. Yes, as a matter of fact, Horace will be making an appearance in another episode very soon, hopefully.
Titled?
It was another one we just recorded a couple of weeks ago, and this is entitled Renee Renewed. Renewed. So Renee will be back, and Horace will be back. That was a particularly fun partnership the two of them had the last time they were together. That was a club episode. So, just keep listening.
And we can reveal that Renee will make her first appearance.
Okay.
In an album episode,
that's
we can
right.
say.
Yeah,
that.
I wasn't sure if we could actually reveal that, but that's fantastic. That's
yeah,
great.
We can
I'm
say
glad that.
That
we could do that.
Yep.
Renee. For those of you who are wondering, Renee is going to be part of the regular rotation now. You'll get to hear all sorts of Renee episodes,
because
hopefully coming up.
Before this, she was just in the club.
She was just a club exclusive character, and now she's proven to be so popular. We're going to bring her into the regular rotation. So Renee and Horace are coming back
together.
Yay.
Again.
Yes.
Sort of. Well, I think we've answered, well, we haven't answered all of the questions because as we kind of hinted at, we do handpick the questions because we can only answer so many on each podcast. But
and some of them we don't know the answer to.
Yes. Well, clearly, some of the ones we've read, we don't know the answers to either.
Yes. Some of the ones we've answered, we don't know the answers to.
Yes, indeed. But we appreciate all the questions. We really appreciate how closely you listen to the show and how much you're looking forward to the future. We always say that we have the best fans, and it's proven time and again.
Yep.
So, we love you guys.
Album 72, The Long Road Home, is available on the club, CD, and download right now. And the first episodes in that album the team talked about, album 73, 28 Hours, will be available in the club starting in July.
And if you haven't voted in the Avery Awards for the last couple of albums, well, don't wait. Visit AdventuresInOdyssey.com to vote now. Or, on second thought, take your time voting. It'll give us more time to prepare for the awards podcast. Those are always an experience.
They sure are. I can't wait to see what's cooking for this year. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Join the club at aioclub.org. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.